We're visiting on the telephone with Ken Keegan, who is Executive Vice President, Chief Risk Officer at Farm Credit Services of America, based in Omaha. Ken, let's talk about some comments that you made at the National Farm Foundation Forum held in Washington, D.C. last week about farmland values. And you seem to indicate that we may be at a point here with crop prices that have declined some and rising input costs that we may possibly have peaked out on farmland values?
Yeah, I don't know if we've peaked out. I would say that the rate of increase is more likely to not be at the same pace as we saw in 2011. In both Iowa and Nebraska, which are two of the four states that we serve, we saw rapidly increasing farmland values. Looking forward, it would be, I think, a greater downside for those not to increase at that same level as they did in 2011.
So you don't look for necessarily a decline, but just the pace probably won't be as great. And of course, it'd be pretty tough to keep that pace up for a very long time, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's right. As we look at the basic fundamentals, there's still a strong demand factor in the market, but certainly some signs that the commodity margins that we experienced in 2011 potentially could be less than what we saw, and that should have a bit of a cooling effect in terms of the rate of increase.
Of course, there was a lot of debate last year as prices were skyrocketing, concerns about the farmland bubble, but it doesn't seem that that's a big concern right now.
Our perspective is that there's still good opportunities for our producers. Their balance sheets are, for the most part, strong, and they have risk-bearing ability to withstand some cyclical adjustments. So based on that, we don't forecast, a huge pop of a bubble that may have built.
As far as investors, the outside investors looking at farmland, has that cooled off some at these levels?
Well, I think they're just like producers who are buying farms. They're trying to find a return in those purchases. And, as you look at farmland values, and we keep track of a lot of the farms that sell in the four states that we serve, the return to that investment is pretty moderate, in many cases under 3%. Now, I don't know in terms of alternative investments, that also has an impact in terms of people's decisions, but they're certainly not robust returns for farmland investments.
And what percentage, again, of the land being purchased today, do you see being bought by farmers themselves?
Yeah, based on the sales that our appraisal team document, we've seen a little bit of an increase in the last couple years of investor activity, but not a dramatic increase. So, from our perspective, as we look at the data in our databases on sales that have taken place, we still see the vast majority of purchasers either falling into the category of farmers or ranchers or local investors, which may be local business people that are participating. So from our analysis, outside of our area investors, someone that's coming in from outside the local community to make purchases, in 2011 was about 11% of all the sales transactions.
Do you see any scenarios going forward here? I mean, if we were to have a weather event this summer and grain prices were to spike up again, what are some of the different scenarios that might cause land prices to shoot up again?
Yeah, I think as we're heading into the planting season for Midwest grain commodities, we're still relatively low worldwide stocks of both soybeans and corn. Because of that environment, it doesn't take much of a disruption in production to create some significant volatility in prices. So, we're early in the production season for 2012, and, as we have any year, there's a lot of variables that can kick in that would, cause strong prices. So this year's no different. And, sitting here today, a lot of acres are being at least intended to go into corn production. If that occurs and we get back to trend line yield levels, that would be, fairly bearish in the price scenario. But as you mentioned, it doesn't take much of a disruption in production to cause the markets to react.
And then we also have interest rates as a factor, I'm sure. And It seems like people keep waiting for those interest rates to keep going up, but so far we haven't seen much movement.
No, they've been very stable, and you know, sitting here today, the short-term outlook is they'll continue to be very favorable.
Okay, Ken, any other comments, any other factors here that are significant?
You know, the probably the last one that we haven't talked about is, you know, the U.S. currency against the rest of the world's currencies. And, you know, today, again, we have a very favorable environment that's supporting agricultural exports. And, again, that tends to be a contributor to optimism for commodity producers.